Welcome to season four, episode five, the one with the quiet power. And today is an interesting topic. I think a lot of people struggle with this, and a lot of the reason for this is because we think we need to do things a certain way. What am I talking about? I am talking about visibility. Now, how you define visibility is entirely up to you, but personally, it's where your audience is seeing you. Now, that could be social media, which is what most people gravitate towards, but it could also simply be your blog, your podcast, your YouTube channel. It could be your email. It really just comes down to what feels right for you. But some conversations that I've had with members over the last few months, particularly as we get closer to Black Friday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, is this need to be loud, to be seen everywhere. And there are a number of gurus online who talk about the need to be everywhere, right? Be everywhere. And that's kind of like a tagline. Now, I'm not going to call them out directly because for them and the season of business that they are in, that is correct. But that's the key. That doesn't necessarily translate to you. And I think this is a problem that we face, is that we're always looking at people who are much further than us when it comes to sitting down and mapping out what our visibility might actually look like. And what we need to be able to do is to be able to come back and kind of go, you know what? I like that and I like that, but I don't want to do that. And that's totally fine. Because at the end of the day, however you choose to show up online in front of your audience has to be something that you're excited about. Otherwise, you're not going to follow through with it. You're not going to stay consistent. You're just not going to do it. That's why, for me, I focused initially on blogging because blogging was really easy for me. I'm naturally a writer, as in I enjoy writing. And I had lots to say. That's why I have over 400 blog posts written. But as I evolved in my business, as I grew, I started bringing in different channels. I started a YouTube channel and I really enjoy video. I actually now prefer to do video and prefer to do audio overwriting because my brain processes things a lot faster and I find that I can get everything out a lot faster. So that's why I now have a podcast. So I've got all three of those channels. Here's what I don't have though. I don't do social media. If you've been in my world for any length of time, you know this about me, and I'm okay with that. Now, there is a layer of social media in there, and I'll tell you what that is right now. So, for me, social media is automated, as in, I'm not on social media, but I do share my content on social media, and I use a platform called Missing Letter, and it literally takes any blog post, YouTube video that I do, and then creates a 12-month campaign. And that's it. It goes out to my Facebook page, my LinkedIn, and my Pinterest. Those are the three platforms that I'm sharing stuff to. And that's it. I'm personally not active on social media. I'm not posting or doing any of those shenanigans because that just doesn't align with the way that I want to run my business. And that's the key. You have to do the things that align with the way that you want to run your business and know and trust that you absolutely can do it that way. So, my action step for you today is to create your own minimal visibility plan. And it starts with asking the first question: where do you want to show up online? Right? Where does that live? And it could be email, right? That's where I personally spend the majority of my time. And then my YouTube channel, then my podcast, then my blog, right? That's kind of how it all filters out. And then, there's a little bit of social media thrown in as an afterthought and it's just automated. Don't really think about it. So for me, it's very much about going, okay, this is where I'm going to show up. So once you ask and answer that question, the next question is, where is your audience spending time? Now, this requires you to have a little bit of an understanding of where your audience is, all of those things. This is where you can use AI to help you kind of figure that out. And then once you've got the answer to those two questions, then you can see if there is any way that there is a crossover. And then the third question, in terms of figuring out what your own visibility plan looks like, is what do you enjoy doing. Now, that might be that you like to mix things up like I do. You know, I like writing, I like doing audio, and I like doing video. I like doing all three of those, but not always at the same time. And so it's very much about sitting down and going, okay, is there one thing that I really enjoy doing? And then you can repurpose, right? It's so much easier to repurpose now that we have access to AI tools. But your minimal visibility plan becomes really simple when you answer those three questions, and then you just decide how consistent do you want to be. Consistency isn't about every single day. What does your consistency look like? It could be once a week, it could be twice a week, it could be once a month, although I would hazard and say I wouldn't go with once a month because it's very easy to get lost. So you would probably want a minimum of once a week that your audience would be hearing from you. And that is whichever platform you're going to be on, all of those things. So that's really how simple this can be to create your minimal visibility plan. It starts by just answering those questions and then deciding on what your consistency is going to look like and then doing it. That's it. Those are the things that you do. It really is that simple. And I want to remind you that business does get to be easy and simple. We just have to allow it to be. So anytime that you find yourself thinking that you have to do something a certain way, or thinking that, oh, I can't do that because I'm not extroverted, you can do anything you want as long as you're excited about it and as long as you're consistent, based on whatever consistency looks like for you, and the caveat being more than once a month, particularly when it comes to this type of thing. So if you enjoyed today's Simple Success session, I'd love to invite you to check out the 1K Lab, where we talk about all this sort of thing. It's just $19 a month, and you can check it out at hustleandgroove.com/the1KLab. And I will see you in the next episode.